Today we're tightening a RAG cut in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're doing it the beginner-friendly way, but with Riedel DNB workflow. If you make drum and bass, you already know vocals can make a tune feel alive fast. A good RAG cut brings attitude, movement, and instant identity. But if it's loose, too long, muddy, or sitting off the groove, it can fight the drums instead of joining them. So our goal is simple: make the vocal short, punchy, rhythmically locked, and ready to behave like part of the beat. The mindset here is important. In DNB, vocals often work best when they act more like percussion than a full song vocal. We're not trying to leave a big wash of words floating over the track. We want something compact, sharp, and powerful enough to hit with the snare, answer the break, and leave space for the sub and res. First, choose a vocal phrase with character. Don't start with a long verse. Pick a short RAG line, maybe one or two bars, with a strong first word and clear consonants. Things like T, K, P, and S sounds are really useful because they cut through busy drums. You want attitude, but you also want clarity. If the recording already has loads of room reverb baked into it, it'll be harder to tighten, so the cleaner the source, the better. Drag the vocal onto an audio track and listen to it in context with your drum loop. Even at this early stage, check whether the phrase feels like it wants to land on top of the drums or inside them. That's the difference we're after. Now turn warp on in the clip. For chopped, rhythmic RAG phrases, beats mode is usually a great place to start. It helps keep the vocal feeling punchy and percussive. If the phrase is longer or more melodic, Complex Pro can be useful, but for a beginner RAG cut, beats is usually the easiest win. Zoom in and find the first important syllable. Line that up with the grid so the phrase starts exactly where you want it to. In DNB, tiny timing issues matter. At 170 to 174 BPM, even a slightly late vocal can make the groove feel blurry. So get the main hits locked in. You do not need to warp every single syllable into a perfect robot. In fact, that can kill the vibe. Just tighten the important words and let the delivery keep some swagger. Now we clean the clip. Cut out the dead air before the line, trim the tail at the end, and remove any breaths or leftover room noise that get in the way. The idea is to make the phrase smaller and more useful. In a busy DNB arrangement, long empty spaces around a vocal can sound messy, especially when they collide with fills or bass movement. Think in pockets, not just bars. A RAG cut often works best when it lands in the tiny spaces between kick, snare, and break hits. If your drums are busy, shorten the vocal even more. If the groove is sparse, you can leave a little more air. But in general, tighter is better. Next, even out the volume. RAG vocals often have big dynamic swings, and that's part of the energy, but we still want them to sit consistently. Use clip gain or volume automation to bring up quieter words and tame the loud ones. As a rough guide, reduce loud peaks by a couple of dB and lift weak words a little. You're not flattening the life out of it. You're just making it easier to sit in the mix. A really useful beginner move is to make the final word before the drop a touch louder, or add a tiny fade into a repeated chant before a snare hit. That little ride can make the vocal feel much more intentional. Now let's shape the tone with stock Ableton devices. Start with EQ8. First job, high pass the vocal so you get rid of low rumble that belongs to the kick and sub. A starting point somewhere around 100 to 160 Hz is usually sensible, but use your ears. If the vocal feels boxy, take a little out in the low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. If it sounds harsh or pokey, gently tame the upper mids around 2.5 to 5k Hz. And if you need a touch more clarity, you can add a subtle boost in the top end, but keep it restrained. After that, add compressor. We're using it to keep the vocal controlled and punchy. A moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack, and a medium release is a good place to begin. You want the consonants to stay alive, but the louder words should feel held together. If the vocal is really uneven, glue compressor can also work nicely, but keep it gentle. We're aiming for polish, not obvious pumping. Then add some character with saturator. RAG cuts often sound better with a bit of grit. A small amount of drive can help the vocal cut through dense breaks and heavy bass without you having to just turn it up. Use soft clip if needed, and always match the output so you're judging tone, not just loudness. A little saturation goes a long way here. If you want movement, add auto filter after that. This is great for buildups and darker DNB sections. You can high pass the vocal before the drop to thin it out, then open the filter when the drop lands. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger. You can also automate the cutoff slowly to create tension. in a darker roller or jungle tune, that filtered vocal movement can sound huge without cluttering the mix. A very clean beginner chain is EQ8, compressor, saturator, then auto filter. Simple, effective, and easy to control. Now comes one of the most important parts. Place the vocal against the snare on purpose. Don't just drop it somewhere and hope it works. Ask yourself what role it's playing. Is it answering the snare? Is it landing just before it as a pickup? Is it hitting right on top of it for maximum impact? Or is it coming after the snare as a response? That call and response idea is huge in DNB. The vocal says something, the snare or break answers, and the bass fills the gap. That's where the energy lives. Try moving the main word so it lands just before the snare on the offbeat. Then compare that to placing it exactly on the snare. The feel can change a lot with just a tiny shift. You can also duplicate the vocal chop and offset the copies slightly, but keep that very subtle. We want rhythmic impact, not a messy chorus effect. If the break is busy, keep the vocal staccato and tight. If the drums are simpler, you can let the phrase breathe a bit more. For space, use delay and reverb sparingly. Indeed, NB. Too much wash can blur the groove fast. Put echo or delay on a return track so you can control it separately. Try sync times like 1/8 or 1/4, low feedback, and filter the repeat so they don't clog the low mids. Use the delay more as a throw, especially on the last word of a phrase or during transitions. Reverb should usually be subtle and short. Keep the decay short. High pass the reverb return, and don't let it smear the sub. If you want the vocal to stay upfront, the reverb should be just enough to give it depth, not enough to push it back into the room. Now arrange it like a DNB hook, not a full pop vocal. Think in sections. Maybe the phrase appears filtered in the intro, then chopped in the build, then full strength on the drop. A response chop can show up halfway through the drop, and a tiny repeat or reverse fragment can lead into the next section. That arrangement mindset matters. A strong raga cut in DNB is often more powerful when it comes and goes. Silence can be a weapon. If you remove the vocal for one bar before the drop or switch up, the return can hit way harder. Contrast is weight. A couple of extra pro moves. Keep the vocal mostly centered or mono if the mix is getting busy. Heavy DNB tracks usually need stable center energy for the kick, snare, sub, and vocal hook. Also, don't chase perfection too early. If the chop already feels exciting, move on and start making mix decisions. Beginners often over-edit and accidentally lose the original vibe. Another great trick is to check the vocal at low volume. If you can still clearly hear the rhythm and feel the attitude when the volume is down, that's a really good sign the chop is working. If you want a super practical workflow, here's the flow. Choose a short raga phrase, warp it, trim it, even out the volume, clean it with EQ8, control it with compressor, add a little saturator, shape movement with auto filter, then place it carefully against the snare and break. That's the core process. And once you've got a version that works, group it, or freeze and flatten it if you want to commit. That makes the arrangement cleaner and easier to duplicate for variations. Just keep a raw version tucked away if you think you might need to go back and adjust one word later. So the big takeaway is this. A raga cut becomes much more powerful when it's tight, rhythmic, and placed with intention. In DNB, the vocal doesn't need to be huge to feel huge. It needs to be locked in, short, punchy, clean, and sitting in the pocket with the drums. That's the move. If you want to practice right now, take one raga phrase and make three versions, one dry and punchy, one with a short delay throw, and one filtered into the hit. Put each one over the same drum loop and test them before the snare, on the snare, and after the snare. Listen for which one feels the most energetic, the most aggressive, and the most spacious. Then keep the best one and build your intro, drop, and switch up around it. That's how you tighten a raga cut in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only. Keep it short, keep it clean, and let it hit like part of the rhythm.